All right, I'm always happy to show people around to see what this looks like before, because it'll look completely different after. But you basically come in through this door over here.
KOUNDFM's interim general manager, Jim J.J. Johnston, gives QNET News the grand tour of the station under construction. He says 99.3 KOUNDFM, located at the end of a long corridor in Picton's County Farm Center, isn't much yet. But when complete, the station will be like nothing you've ever heard.
We'll probably have like a wine show, and being the wine region that we are, and basically the programming to reflect the tastes of Prince Edward County.
Aside from Johnston, KOUNDFM will be entirely volunteer-run. He says managing a volunteer-based station is entirely new to him, but he's learning as he goes along.
As I said when we started this project, it kind of felt like a mosquito in a nudist colony. I know what to do, I just didn't know where to get started. But now we're all started, and we're rolling.
Treat Holt chairs 99.3's board of directors. He says the county's people have pride in their rural roots and want an outlet to celebrate that.
There is a generation that is aging now that are really the keepers of county history, of the way it used to be in the county, of its rural roots. And certainly some of us would like to see the station capture their stories.
KOUNDFM is aiming for close to 100% local content. Volunteer applications are now being accepted. For more details, you can go to 993KOUNDFM.ca. Amanda Lorbetsky, QNET News, Picton. Music libraries.